Frank Yinta has been a busy congressman lately, judging by his official YouTube channel. The first video there is a House floor speech on Alzheimer's Disease Awareness Month.
As a member of the Congressional Alzheimer's Caucus, I am devoted to raising awareness and devising solutions to once and for all end Alzheimer's. Together we
There's also a clip of Yinta questioning the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development.
You and I share a very similar background. You were mayor. I was a mayor. So I want to ask you...
And a video message to mark Memorial Day.
Thank you for your service and dedication to our country. We are forever indebted to you and will never forget you. God bless
Yinta's other online feeds go even further. Last week, he tweeted a photo of a meeting with a group of New Hampshire airline pilots, and he cheered on the Manchester Monarchs hockey team. Over the weekend, Yinta took his family out to a restaurant and posted a photo on Facebook. It looks like business as usual, the same kind of online content a member of Congress would post if he hadn't heard top members of his party, including U.S. Senator Kelly Ayotte, calling him to resign over campaign finance violations.
This is the reality that they're trying to create.
Spencer Campbell is a Republican political consultant and a senior scholar in residence at Emerson College in Boston. He says in times when news coverage turns negative, political figures can lay low and stay relevant by passing up the press and sharing their messages directly through social media.
There's no press conference, there's no probing by a reporter. The only thing you get is a statement. The only thing that you get is this YouTube video that you can't ask questions to. And you try to move the conversation, make people like you again, so bring family pictures in. You know, there's got to be a picture of a dog there, I bet you, if you look.
In fact, there is a dog on Yinta's Facebook page. A post from May 27th shows, quote, our office dog, Minnie, posing in front of the winning submission of a congressional art competition. But public relations professionals say there are limits to what social media posts can accomplish, even when there are dogs in the picture. Peter Lamott is senior vice president and chair of digital practice at Levick, a public relations firm that specializes in crisis communication. He says the posts on Yinta's social media outlets may be frequent, but the level of personal engagement is actually pretty low.
That will work for a while, but only if you believe the storm will pass. It simply doesn't look in this situation as if this is just going to go away overnight. And at some point, when you're silent on one hand and very vocal on the other, people are going to start asking questions.
And Lamott says the larger the disconnect between online and offline activities, the tougher the questions. Earlier this year, Illinois Representative Aaron Shaw came under scrutiny for lavish spending on travel and decorations for his congressional office. Initially, he tried not to talk about the allegations, and his Twitter feed at the time looked much like Yinta's does today, with lots of photos of events with the Illinois Farm Bureau and Lions Clubs. But questions mounted, the Office of Congressional Ethics launched an investigation, and Shaw eventually resigned. Uncomfortable as it may be, Lamott says politicians eventually have to address the elephant in the room on and off the web.
Some people do this by engaging with video, turning to YouTube, making statements that really show a human face. But posting to Facebook and Instagram once a day does not replace interacting with the public directly.
Whether Frank Yinta will return to that kind of public engagement remains to be seen. His office didn't respond to multiple requests for comment. But late Sunday night, the congressman's official Twitter feed did post some late-breaking news. The tweet read, another overtime win for Monarchs hockey. For NHPR News, I'm Brady Carlson.